Chapter 1. Surviving the Suburbs. Here's a fact. In my suburb, everything you see, the perfection, the picket fences, the perky boobs, is fake. Another fact. Popularity matters here. It's the key to everything. Last fact. My husband and kids love this place, so I'm toughing it out because the schools are excellent. The lawns are pristine, and my kids can bike to the local pool. Really, if I were a kid, I would think I lived in Nirvana, too. As for me, I'm making the best of it, or so I tell myself. I have friends, I go to parties, I have lunches. But real friends? This is the suburbs. You don't have friends. You have people you hang out and get drunk with. I have plenty of those. So who do I get drunk with? Who spills their guts to me? That's easy. Everyone. But you're not interested in the ordinary folks. No. What you want to hear is about the plastics, the Barbies, the Heathers. Whatever you want to call them, sweet to your face, knife in the back, and ruthless to each other. It's widely known that there are three women who run Waterford, and she's the one who runs them all. Karen Newbold. These women chair every committee and seem lost when Karen isn't around to tell them what to do. Which brings me to Alexis Frond. According to Karen, she has a drinking problem, carries a tall Starbucks tumbler of vodka with her wherever she goes, and has an obvious eating disorder in that she never eats. Poor thing lives on secret cigarettes and booze. Her three kids are monsters, and her husband is on the golf course all the time, which may be why she drinks so much. Karen and Alexis both wish they looked like Veronica White. She of the glowing skin and flowing butter blonde locks. There are rumors her husband has been cheating on her. In fact, while drunk one night, Karen strongly hinted he's cheating with someone in the community, but no one knows with whom. I'm not sure the rumors are true, but I've met him, and he's charming as sin. So maybe. And then there's me, your anonymous, snarky narrator. I collect secrets, marital, financial, sexual, the dark ones people can barely admit to themselves, and I file them away here. Aren't I sweet?